Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to be reading God's Word in a way to encourage us to be in more God's Word, hearing it, reading it, knowing it, and asking the Holy Spirit for guidance and help to, as we read it, that we may know God even more, know Him better, and live a life that is what He wants us to live, living by faith. So, we are in Judges. We are now in chapter 12, continuing on with Jephthah's life here. So let's finish up and see what he has left in him after sacrificing his daughter in chapter 11. So chapter 12, the men of Ephraim were called to arms, and they crossed to Zaphon and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the Ammonites and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house over you with fire." And Jephthah said to them, "I and my people had a great dispute with the Ammonites, and when I called you, you did not save me from their hand. And when I saw that you would not save me, I took my life in my hand and crossed over against the Ammonites, and the Lord gave them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead struck Ephraim because they said, "You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the midst of Ephraim and Manasseh." And the Gileadites captured the fords of the Jordan against the Ephraimites. And when any of the fugitives of Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead said to them, "Are you an Ephraimite?" When he said no, they said to him, "Then say Shibboleth." And he said Sibboleth, for he could not pronounce it right. Then they seized him and slaughtered him at the fords of the Jordan. At that time, 42,000 of the Ephraimites fell. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in the city of Gilead. And we'll stop there because it's a good place to stop. So here we are, the end of Jephthah. But there's this little civil war here in Israel between two of the tribes. And this is the last time Ephraim would have any effect whatsoever. They're pretty much demolished here and they'll never really recover. And it is interesting that they come saying, "Why didn't you ask us to join you in this battle?" Was it a pride issue? Was it them trying to save face, like, "Hey, we would have"? And back when they did this to Gideon, Gideon was very diplomatic and was like, "Well, hey, you guys are great." And I forget what Gideon said, but basically he brown noses them, whatever. But Jephthah, he's sort of a rough diplomat, if you will. And he calls their bluff. He's like, "Oh, like you, I did. In fact, I did, and you didn't come to our rescue. So how about that? What are you going to do about that?" And so now you have a little civil war, and it doesn't go well for the I can't say these things, but for the Ephraims, from the people from the tribe of Ephraim, it didn't go well. And part of it was this word they couldn't say, which I think today now we have an English word that says that it's something that you can't say right and gives you away that you're not from this town because you can't say that word right. But that's in essence what they did. And so they were forced to say a word they couldn't say. And when they couldn't say it, it proved that they were from Ephraim and not from Gilead or whatever, wherever they were saying they were from. And so 42,000 fell, and that's pretty significant amount of people. So amount of men, fighting men. So that is what a guy Jephthah was. He took out the Ammonites, who were a pain in Israel's neck, and then he had to fight a civil war against one of his a tribe of Israel, one of their own. But he proved to be the mightier warrior and would continue to judge Israel for 6 more years until his death. And we don't hear any more about his daughter or the oath or anything like that, other than the historical significance that Israel did this thing for 4 days every year to remember Jephthah's daughter. So that's the end of Jephthah. Jephthah is a warrior. He is a man that his own brothers kicked out of town because he was a half brother. And but when they needed a warrior, they called him back in, and he proved to be a man that wanted to be a man of God, but he didn't know the word. And that's the lesson for us. Let's live by faith, but let's also know God's word so that we may have our eyes on God and be just and right and merciful in how we treat people, because we have a true love that comes from God. It comes out of the outflow of knowing Him and knowing His word. So I want to keep encouraging us to be in God's word. It's also so important. And Jephthah's life, as well as Gideon's life, are two prime examples of men who were living by faith, but who were naive to God's ways, to really knowing God's ways. So let's not be those people. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.